Welcome to the 23rd of Anach Damcha, recording for the week of the Har B'chukai Sai. We're going to say over now two stories. The first story has been told to me by a very chosh of the Rebbe. He related that a number of years ago, outside Passaic, New Jersey, there was a certain gas station. Now, in New Jersey, I just would like to clarify, there's a law. You are not allowed to fill up the car with gasoline yourself. You have to have an attendant that works there do it for you. And there was a certain gas attendant by that gas station who, when a certain yid pulled in, he started yelling at this yid at the top of his lungs. And he told him, "What's wrong with your people? You should know that moments ago, there was somebody that looked just like you. He had a beard. He had sideburns. I filled up his car with gasoline, $50 worth of gasoline. And afterwards, he zoomed away. He didn't pay me for it. And he was screaming, 'What's wrong with you people?'" This yid, after hearing all the above, he wanted to rectify the situation. He said, "Please calm down. I'm sure it must have been a mistake, but don't worry. Have no fear. I will compensate." And after this yid got gasoline for himself and he paid for himself, he gave an extra $50 to the attendant to compensate for the loss, that there should be no loss suffered. He did this to rectify the reputation of Klal Yisrael. Mikamcha Yisrael! What a special story. Now, shortly later, a couple weeks down the line, it came out in the news about a major, major prank that was going on. In this gas station, there was an attendant who's been caught going over to customers again and again and repeating the above scene, telling the Jewish customer that you should know moments ago there was somebody that looked just like you who zoomed off, he didn't pay for the bill. And again, the yid that was there would try to calm him down and say, "Don't worry, I will compensate for the loss. I will give you extra. Have no fear." This prank eventually came to an end. The scam was revealed. And the Moedik HaKiddush Hashem came out of this. This gas attendant, it didn't even dawn upon him to try such a prank by any nation besides Klal Yisrael. He knew if he walks over to a Spanish guy, a French guy, you name it, an American guy, and says, "Oh, the person right before you looked just like you, didn't pay. Can you please compensate?" and start screaming. He would never in his mind ever try something by any other nation, because he knows that by the nations of the world, there is no unity amongst them. He thought that only by Klal Yisrael, it's worth a shot to see if he'll be able to fool them. Mikamcha Yisrael, this guy thought, the only real achdus is only by Klal Yisrael. Ba'anachnu amcha, os yidin, we have achdus. And this itself reminds me of a story which took place in my very own community. Once on Yontif Sheni Shal Shavuos, there was a younger man that had to go to the hospital, Aydei Akum. And the yid told the Akum, he told the guy's driver, "Thank you so much for coming. I greatly appreciate it. I have a holiday today, and I am not able to drive myself." And this guy was very impressed, and the guy told the yid, "I would like to ask you a question. Why is it that my people, we used to be slaves, it was a black driver, and after we got freed, how come we don't have a sense of unity? How come in even certain communities, there are blacks killing other blacks? How come only by you, you Jewish people, you used to be slaves in Egypt, you got freed, and you have a sense of unity? What's the answer?" That guy's driver also chapped that it's only Klal Yisrael. We are the ones that have achdus. We are the only nation that is a goy echad ba'aretz. What a moedik HaKiddush Hashem. And one final story, we're now going to say over. This story was called in by a very choshev gemara from Eretz Yisrael, and Yashakoyach Tekavash Kocha Protest, giving us just to say it over. There was a yid that needed to go to a certain government office to have a meeting. He had to go together with his Rebbetzin, and he had to sit down, and he was told by his Rav that he needs to go to this meeting, despite possible nisyonis, which might come up there in regards to Shemir Sinayim. He's going to do his best, but it's something he's going to need to go to, and he'll have to do his utmost to protect the Kedusha of his eyes. He didn't know b'chlal how long the meeting would be for. And he was davening to Hashem, "Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me siyata d'shmaya, I should be zoicha, to maintain the Kedusha of my eyes. I should not violate v'loy sasur achar l'vavchem yachar yeinechem." Damish to Gefir, they were not able to get a babysitter, and they had to take their baby to the meeting. And as the meeting was about to start, the baby started crying, and the husband was holding the baby, trying to calm the baby down, and he went to the side of the room, trying to calm the baby down. And the people that were running the meeting told his wife, "Don't worry, it's okay, your husband can just stand there with the baby." And throughout the meeting, the husband was just able to stay right there at the side of the room, just to be able to look at the wall, to maintain all the kedusha of his heilige inayim. B'derech shadam roitzer leilech v'ilichin oisoy v'anach l'valcha. How precious Klal Yisrael is, staggering away as we maintain the kedusha of all of our remachi varim u'shesagidim. Let's keep all the chizik in mind as we stag weiter and weiter v'cheshek ha'toira. Kol tov, be'atzlach.